Hey, everybody, this is Tom Sharpling, and welcome to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. Basically, this is a podcast we're going to do every other week, giving you a bite-sized version of all the mirth and mayhem that goes on every week on the best show on WFMU. So please check out this exciting clip. WFMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, looking for Tom Sharpling.
You got him.
Yeah, hey, Tom, it's Barry Levitt from CAA out in Hollywood.
Hey, how you doing, Barry?
I'm good.
What's this call about?
Well, listen, we've heard great things about your show.
Okay.
And was wondering if you could do us here at CAA a little favor.
Uh-huh.
We have a great new punk band
okay.
that we're representing. And we would love to get them on your show to do a live performance.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, that's the kind. It's not exactly the kind of thing we do here. You know, it's like it's more of a talk kind of show, more than a.
Oh, these guys can talk. I'll tell you.
Really, what's the band called?
Well, before I get into that.
Uh-huh.
I think to you know if you're not that interested, I think after you hear this information, you will be interested. Have you ever heard of the King of Pop?
The King of Pop.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Well, I want to tell you right now, he does not go by the King of Pop anymore. He's now known as the Prince of Punk.
The Prince of Punk.
And he's the he's in the band that we're working with.
Really?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Well, he doesn't go by that name anymore.
Well, what name does he go by?
Mike Jackal.
Wait, hold on. This I find. Michael Jackson. You mean the Michael Jackson?
Yes, but he's no longer known as Michael Jackson.
What's he known as?
Mike Jackal.
Mike Jackal.
Yeah.
I find that... That's shocking to me. And he now is what in?
Well, he's totally punk now.
He's totally punk.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He got totally turned on to punk a few months ago. He was actually suing a band out in California that was covering Dirty Diana.
Okay.
They're called Toilet Dog.
Uh-huh.
And he just fell in love with the band's energy and their drive.
Okay.
And he liked them so much... He joined the band.
Michael Jackson joined...
Please. Mike Jackal. Show
Mike...
some respect for the Prince of Punk.
Who came up with that?
Oh, he did.
He now is called the Prince of Punk, Michael Jackson.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, he's always been punk in his own way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, look at, Thriller. You know, that's kind of the ultimate punk album.
Thriller is the ultimate punk album.
Wait. You're going to tell me that Thriller wasn't the ultimate punk album, an album that encompassed musical styles as divergent as hip-hop, R&B, hard rock, and danceable soul?
Am I going to tell you that it's... What was your claim for it?
It's the ultimate punk album.
Yeah, I will definitely tell you that that's not the ultimate punk album.
Well, it sounds like I'm talking to someone that doesn't really know what they're talking about. And, you know, Mike was always aware of punk, but I guess he just never really heard the good stuff.
Uh-huh.
He's totally punk now. He's eating, breathing, sleeping punk for the last 2 months. He's a real student of it now.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what kind of stuff?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. You know,
Michael Jackson.
Sir, come on. You're going to lose this booking if you keep referring to him as that.
Stay with me.
It's Mike Jackal.
Mike Jackal.
Yeah.
And when did this come about, this name change?
Oh, 2 months ago.
And now he's just Mike Jackal.
Mike Jackal.
Uh-huh.
He's pure punk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were saying that he...
Yeah, well, he's totally... He's totally immersed in punk. He's you know, he stopped reading all the spiritual books that he was reading before. Now he's immersed himself in various books that have come out recently. A book called We Got the Neutron Bomb, about the L.A. punk scene. American Hardcore, which is about, I guess, American punk rock, and a book called Our Band Could Be Your Life. And he was so influenced by that book that he can't wait to get out there and hit the road in that van.
Uh-huh. Name the book. That is just unbelievable that he would be a fan of We Got the Neutron Bomb.
Well, yeah, I mean, hey, he's punk. What can I say? I mean,
uh-huh.
Like I said, he's raring to hit the road in that van.
Uh-huh.
Yep. He's going to be driving it just like the guys in Dead Kennedy.
Wait, what was that?
He's going to drive that van just like the guys did in Dead Kennedy.
Dead Kennedy? You mean the Dead...
Wait, you've never heard of Dead Kennedy?
No, I never have heard of Dead Kennedy.
Well, it sounds like someone doesn't deserve to have a radio show.
Well,
everyone knows about Dead Kennedy.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Have you ever heard of the Dead Kennedys?
I've heard of Dead Kennedy.
And what? Tell me about Dead Kennedy, if you would.
Well, I know that they're the ultimate punk band.
Uh-huh. The ultimate punk band. Now, can I ask you about the actual band that he is in? What was the name of the band?
Well, they were called Toilet Dog.
Yeah.
But Mike didn't think that was punk enough. He wanted a name that was basically just more punk.
Mm-hmm. Than Toilet Dog.
Yeah.
I could see how he didn't think that was punk enough.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But he managed to get... What is the name now?
Punk.
Of the band?
Punk.
Punk?
Yes.
Is what? No, punk. Punk is a musical style.
Well, it's also the name of the greatest new punk band.
Uh huh. They're called Punk.
Yeah, you got it.
They're just called Punk, though. And now
it says it all, don't you think?
So Michael Jackson.
Come on, guy. Come on. Show some respect.
To who? The Prince of Punk.
Yeah. Say his name.
Mike. Michael.
No.
Mike.
Yes.
Jackal.
Yes.
Is what you're saying he goes by now.
Yeah.
So Mike Jackal. You want me to show respect to Mike Jackal.
Yeah.
Who is the Prince of Punk.
You got it.
And
hey,
he,
you're getting the hang of this, finally.
So he now sings for a punk band.
Well, no, he doesn't sing. He's the bass player. Roger's the singer.
Uh-huh.
Mike does sing on the B side of the single that's coming out soon.
This is just nuts. You mean he has a...
Hello?
Hold on 1 second. We just had a little technical difficulty. So, he has a single coming out.
Yeah. Well, it's not him. I mean, it's a band. I mean, there are three other guys. Oh, wait till you hear Roger. He's great. And
Who, pray tell, is this like Epic Records is now in the punk business?
Oh, no. Epic's not a punk. Not a punk label.
Well, then who has he gotten to, is he putting this out himself? I guess if he's punk now, is he DIY?
Well, Michael? I don't know what that means, but the label that he's putting it on, let me see here, is a label based out of the Washington, D.C. area. They're called Discord.
No.
Yeah.
Discord Records.
Right.
Is putting out a band. What is it called? A band called Punk.
Yeah.
That happens to feature Michael Jackson.
You say that name one more time. Sorry.
Yeah? What?
You're not going to get the booking.
Okay. If Mike... The artist formerly known as Michael Jackson?
No, it doesn't work that way. You call him by his name.
Mike Jackal.
Yes.
Okay. So we have Mike Jackal, who to people who might have known him as Michael Jackson, but but not anymore.
Right, right, right.
And now he has an actual single coming out on Discord Records.
Yeah. Well, actually, I mean, he's basically putting out because he actually bought the label last week.
He bought Discord Records.
Yeah.
Which is one of the most, a label that just is just a complete integrity.
And still is.
He actually owned by Ian MacKay and Jeff Nelson.
Yeah, I think he paid both those kids like $25 million each, yeah, to walk away.
To walk away from Discord Records.
Yeah.
So now he owns Discord Records, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he's going to he's talking about reissuing a whole bunch of Mike Jackal. Yeah, Mike Jackal.
He's talking about reissuing some stuff.
Yeah, some things. I'm not sure what they are. Something called Faith Void, something like that. I think he wants to put that out.
Like the split album.
I guess so. I don't know, something like that.
It sounds like you don't know a whole lot about punk, if you don't mind me asking, sir.
I don't know where you get that from. I'm punker than you are, son.
You're punker than I am.
Yeah.
And you, he's putting out that Faith Void record.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's into it. He loves it.
Uh-huh.
He loves it.
Now, like, what kind of stuff does he listen to?
Oh, geez. Well, like I said, you know, he actually listens to a lot of the bands that he's in negotiations with right now to reform for this big tour he's going on.
Okay, so he's putting together a big punk tour.
Yeah, like I know, like he's totally into Dead Kennedy.
Okay.
And, they're already back together, but their singer, I guess, is being a little stubborn, and I actually have a meeting with him tomorrow.
Okay.
To try to get him back in the fold. His name is J-Lo. And I'll be talking to him tomorrow.
The singer of
Dead Kennedy, yeah.
Okay. His name is what?
J-Lo, something like that, yeah.
J-Lo. You like Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo?
No, I had lunch with her about a week ago. She's great. She's really good.
So you had lunch with Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah.
If you don't mind me like sidetracking here from your big sales pitch. Like, who are the artists that you are usually involved with?
Oh, well, over the last 5 years or so, Cher, Cyndi Lauper, Meg Ryan, Eric LaSalle, Mary Hart, people like that, yeah.
And now you're in the punk business.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Makes sense, doesn't it? I'm with the greatest punk musician of all time right now.
And who is that?
Mike Jackal.
Uh-huh. Now let's go back to this J-Lo thing.
Yeah.
You, the singer of this band that you call who?
His name is J-Lo Biafra.
Hold on. You don't mean Jello Biafra.
Oh, well, I guess my assistant Dawn wrote that down incorrectly here.
Yeah.
Wait, spell it again?
Jello.
Like the food?
Yeah, like the food.
Huh. Well, I guess it takes all kinds in punk. So, I'll be talking to him. Actually, that's good to know so I don't embarrass myself tomorrow. Thanks for that tip.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I'm glad I could help.
We're also in negotiations with Black Flags.
With Black Flags.
Yeah.
And who's the one picking these bands, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, Mike is.
Mike is. Mike yeah. Jackal.
Yeah. Yeah, he's looking forward to getting some of those grooves going on live on stage. They're going to have some big punk jam sessions at the end, and he's really excited about jamming with the kids from Black Flags.
Uh-huh. Yeah. With Black Flags, yeah. I'm sure he's really into getting up there with Black Flags.
Oh, he's into it. Oh, we're also looking at actually the one band that has definitely signed on is a band called Tassel. They're going to be out there punking it out with
Tassel.
Mike.
What is Tassel? I don't know. See, I know punk. I know
you
this
know
might
Tassel.
Be. Yeah. I don't know who Tassel. I know it might be hard for you to believe that you're such a big punk fan. Right.
For life, yeah.
Yeah, for life. So I guess it's hard for you to understand how Tassel might, you know, me never hearing of them. Maybe I guess you could say a black flags went up when you said that.
Well, you know, I guess, I don't know, I'm surprised that a guy that has a radio program doesn't really know who Tassel is.
Now, I'm not a... Tassel, can you spell it for me?
Yes, it's T-S-O-L.
Tassel. No, I think you just said it correctly, T-S-O-L. It's kind of what the band is called. I mean, you're supposed to be, what did you call yourself? More, more punk than me?
I'm punker than you, and Mike is punker than both of us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's got a shirt on right now that says Ramones on it.
Wow, he must really be punk then.
He's in it for life. You know,
how old are you, sir?
I'm 52 years punk.
You're 52 years punk.
Yeah.
And would you also be 52 years old?
I look at it either way, you know. That's how I see it, you know. Punk for life.
Mm-hmm. So this tour that's coming up.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, I know you don't want me to say, he is the type of artist that usually creates a lot of pandemonium.
Oh, sure.
When he tours,
sure.
You know? So he now, though, you're telling me, is just going to go on a pretty standard punk tour.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, you know, obviously because of Mike's popularity, there's got to be some concessions that make it a little less punk than he would like.
Uh-huh, like what?
Well, there has to be two security guards with him at all times.
So like when they're on the tour, when they're in the van and everything, he's gonna, you know, I guess that must be something he's used to by now.
Oh,
so
he is totally.
I guess it's the kind of thing that when he gets, you know, out there and is doing his thing on stage, it's kind of like a nice break from having these two guys tailing you all the time.
Oh no, they're up on stage with him too.
The two security guys.
Yeah, but you know, it's not going to interfere with the show. You know, he's Mike's committed to punk, and he's not going to let anything that would appear to be unpunk happen.
I'm sure he wouldn't. Yeah.
And he's also looking forward to meeting the kids and you know, chewing the fat with them and hanging out with them at the Four Seasons after the show.
Yeah, the Four Seasons, the hotel.
Yeah.
That's not exactly the most punk establishment going. Yeah, I mean.
Well, for Mike it is. You know, the old Mike, you know, he'd buy a mansion whenever he had a tour stop. He'd come into town and he'd buy a mansion and, you know, set up camp there for a few days. And but now, you know, he's going low budget. He's going what they call econo, and he'll be at the Four Seasons, and you know, it's going to be just a punk fiesta pretty much every night.
I'm sure the Four Seasons. Have you guys let the Four Seasons know how punk you guys are and that they can be ready for just a full on punk fiesta, like you said?
Oh, I think they'll be ready, and if they're not, you know, we'll just have to make amends when we check out.
In what way make amends?
Oh, you know, just pay for any damage that might be incurred by the kids that we've hired to break stuff.
You actually hire kids to break, to break stuff in the room?
Yeah.
Now,
well, that's punk.
Yeah, I guess it's punk to smash up the Four Seasons.
Mike sure isn't going to do it.
Uh-huh. Mike, yeah, I can see how Mike wouldn't want. Well, if he's so punk, why isn't he going to do it?
Oh, you know, after a show. Well, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
He gets off on watching other people do it.
Okay, he likes to just kind of just watch the other people.
He gets into it. I mean, that's punk, smashing stuff, and you know.
Yeah, it sounds like he's really in touch with his punk punk roots. You know, can you tell me? I'm curious, what this band sounds like.
Oh well, it's pure punk.
This band is pure punk.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, you know, song content-wise, you know, there's some some really heavy stuff that they're talking about. Roger's written some great stuff. And, Phil, the old bass player, he had a hand in some of the songs too. He's actually Mike's taking over for him right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so Mike is actually filling in for this their former.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Phil.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So they sound they're like. I mean, I know this might this probably won't come as a shock for you, being that you are so punk.
Yeah.
But you know that there are different strains of punk music.
I do know that, Mr. Smarty Pants. They actually play some of the songs are what I would categorize as just, you know, straight up street punk, and they've also got some songs in the vein that they refer to as you know, humorcore. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Yes, I have, actually. So
I have a couple songs on the single. One's called I Hate Ally McBeal, which is hilarious.
Now, did Mike have a hand in writing that?
Yes, he did, and he also had a hand in writing a song that's on the B-side of it called Your Underoos Are Showing.
These are the songs that, for anybody who's just joining us now, I just want to... Your name again is
Barry Levitz.
Barry Levitz, you work as a representative of
yeah.
Michael Jackson, who now
you're pushing it.
Well, who now? Please, I'm just for the sake of people who now is a punk artist.
He's the punk artist.
He's the punk artist, Michael Jackson. But now he goes by the name.
I want to hear you say it.
I want to hear you say it.
Mike Jackal.
He now goes by the name Mike Jackal, and he sings and plays bass in a punk band.
He sings backups.
Okay, so you have the king of the guy who is one of the most well-known vocalists of the 20th century is now relegated to doing backup vocals.
Oh, I don't... Hey, if you heard Roger, you would... you'd understand everything.
Mm-hmm. So when does this record come out?
It's coming out March 1st.
Which is on Discord Records.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is now owned by Mike
exactly,
Jackal.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, do you want to hear a cut from the single?
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay, well...
Now this is something... This is... Is this one of the ones he sings on?
No, actually, he doesn't sing on this. This is Roger, but he's in the background... he did write the main bass riff, which he's so proud of.
And what is the song called?
It's called American Shame.
American Shame.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Absolutely.
All you get for now.
That's all we get.
That's all you get for now. Did you hear Mike in the background singing?
I guess I did. Yeah. I guess I did hear him in the background.
It's great, isn't it?
It really is unbelievable.
It's pure punk.
It's pure. Wow.
It's probably the punkest thing you'll ever hear.
I'm sure that really was pretty intense punk.
It was American Shame. It's going to radio next week.
So Discord Records now just ships to radio.
Yeah. And it's limited edition, too.
Really?
Yeah.
So Mike Jackal has a record out that's limited edition.
Yes.
Now.
It's 300,000 copies.
Of a 7-inch.
Yeah. First 100,000 are on blue wax.
Okay.
It says, do not hoard on it, too. It's a sticker.
Do not hoard. So you're now do you see any, Does Mike have any any conflict with his old image, you know, like not being the most punk thing, even though you say Thriller is such a punk masterpiece, which I think is not true, but that's...
Oh, well, you don't know. I mean, you're... I think if you just sped up Beat It a little more, I think it would be up there with, you know, the best of Dead Kennedy and Black Flags.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I mean, he was actually doing a version of it the other day at practice, and I tell you, those guys were talking about how great it was and that it sounded like Circle Jerk.
Like Circle Jerk, yeah. Now, is he going to do any of the old songs in this band Punk?
Well, you know, they'll do Dirty Diana because that's what Toilet Dog was famous for, you mm-hmm. know, in parts of California there. So I think they'll do that. He doesn't want to sing it, though, because it's, you know, this is his new thing. It's a new era for him. He doesn't want to really be tied to the past.
So the singer of this band sings it.
Yeah, but he does. Mike does every once in a while break out the old Moonwalk.
He breaks out the actual Moonwalk.
You should see him. He's got that that little white bass, and he during the middle of
What kind of bass does he play?
Oh, it's one of those little tiny ones. It looks like it's like a stick.
Like a Steinberger, that kind?
I guess that's what it's called, something like that. Yeah.
Like the tiny body?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it looks almost like a white baseball bat.
I mean, that is really not the most punk of basses for him to be playing.
I think it is. I mean, it's so not punk that it's punk.
It's so not punk
yeah.
that it's punk, huh?
You know, I think it was actually Jermaine's.
It's actually his brother Jermaine's.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, now, when is this tour? What does this tour get underway?
The tour actually starts, you know, that's why I'm calling you. It starts next Tuesday, which is when I want the band to come on your show.
Mm-hmm, to kick it off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're playing, let me get
You'll excuse me, I was so overwhelmed by the things you're telling me that I kind of lost sight of the why of this.
The why of why he's doing it?
No, of why you called me.
Oh, right. Well, you know, I need something from you. You know, I mean, I'm...
That's the way showbiz works, I'm sure.
You
yeah.
scratch my back, I'll uh-huh. scratch yours.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I think I've scratched yours long enough tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So, next Tuesday...
Okay.
The guys are going to have a couple extra hours before they play at the Loop in Passaic.
So this band, Punk,
yeah.
featuring Mike Jackal, formerly known as Michael Jackson... are playing at the Loop Lounge.
Yeah, and it says here that they're Punk are playing with two bands who are of some local note, Ed Gein's Car and Adrenaline OD.
Yeah, they're both local bands. So who headlines that bill?
Oh, Punk is.
Okay,
yeah,
they
and,
headline.
I guess those guys are getting back together. Mike actually... apparently made it worth both those bands' while to get back together for
mm-hmm.
the show.
Mm-hmm. Who are some of Mike's, if you don't mind me asking, like, who would you consider? I know you named the Dead Kennedy
right.
and Black Flags.
Yeah.
Who are some of his other punk heroes?
Oh, geez. He likes...
like the stuff you hear him playing.
You know, I don't know the names of it all, but I know... an actor out in Los Angeles. Lee Ving.
Okay.
He had a band at one point, I guess.
Yes.
And you know, Mike's chummy with him.
Okay.
Yeah. So I, you know, he likes that band. And what else? You know, Sex Pistols. I think he likes.
Mm-hmm.
Ramones. He's a big fan of Minutemen.
Really?
Yeah. He actually has taken a few lessons from their bass player.
Mike Watt.
I think so, yeah.
Really? He actually has taken bass lessons from Mike Watt.
Yeah.
Now, what, if you don't mind me asking, what does Mike Watt get for a bass lesson?
Oh, I don't really want to get into that.
Just humor me.
$50,000.
For how long?
An hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
$50,000 for an hour.
Yeah.
Not bad.
And he gets the chopper ride too. The helicopter comes and picks him up down in, I believe it's San Pedro.
Uh-huh. It takes him to the Neverland Ranch.
Exactly, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, I also wanted to tell you about something else that's coming after the tour.
Yeah.
Mike is going to be opening a punk amusement park.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where will that be?
It'll be, I believe, in Chatsworth area outside of L.A.
Okay.
And he just came up with this great idea today that I think is wonderful.
Uh-huh.
It's a roller coaster called the Thrasher.
And that's like a punk
roller
coaster.
It's going to blare punk. And you'll ride the roller coaster, yeah.
Now, do you like punk?
Oh, I love it. I live it.
Who is your favorite punk?
Oh, geez, I love it all.
I'm sure. Your favorite is probably punk.
Oh, I love all the groups that are punk.
Yeah. Is your favorite the band punk?
I didn't want to have to say it, but you said it for me. I didn't want to sound like I was talking out of my, out of my brief.
Okay, so we can look forward to the single coming out on Discord.
You know, it doesn't sound like you're punk, though. It sounds like you're a poser.
Where'd you learn that?
Well, I have my sources, and actually, I didn't actually want to call you. I was told by my assistant that someone named Terry T was the one to contact, and that she's the real punk. Like Mike and I, yeah. And that you are, in fact, a poser. But they need the show next Tuesday, so I ended up with you.
Okay, well, I appreciate the opportunity. Now,
I'm actually getting a tattoo tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Of what?
It says Punk for Life.
It says Punk for Life on the tattoo.
Yeah, I'm also going to get it stenciled on my Beamer.
Wow, you really are living the...
Hey,
you've made a commitment to it. I'll give you that
much.
We
are committed. Mike and I are committed. I need to know from you, are you committed to having punk on your show next Tuesday?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to do it then.
Uh-huh. Now, I guess the band, we'll just kind of load in?
Oh, well, yeah, Mike will pull up, I guess, probably around 8 o'clock or so, yeah.
In the van.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is exciting. I'm actually going to have Michael Jackson on the show.
Oh, you're going to love it. He's, it isn't the Michael Jackson that you have grown up with, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's got an edge now.
It's Michael Jackson with an edge.
It's Mike Jackal.
Okay.
Michael Jackson with an edge equals Mike Jackal.
Uh-huh. So we can look forward to that next week on the show.
Oh, yeah.
The band punk, can they bring copies of the record?
Oh, yeah, they'll bring a couple. Maybe you can have like a giveaway or something.
Okay.
You know, he'd love to talk to the fans through his security guys, yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to this. I'll if you can email me at toms@wfmu.org.
Okay.
We can definitely set this up. I think this could be exciting.
Oh, you'll love it. And I think it'll do wonders for your career because you're going to be the first person to actually have him on.
To have this band on.
Yep.
You think so? I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, don't screw this up, guy, okay?
I'm not going to...
Otherwise, my butt's in a sling.
We got an email here coming in from a guy in Canada named Gord. Just so you might want to know this, Barry. It says, this guy's punk? Yeah, right. D. Boone rolls in his grave.
What does Daniel Boone have to do with punk? I don't get it.
Well, no, that's the... You mentioned the Minutemen that you and Mike were such a fan of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Great band.
Yeah, he was the guitarist for that band.
Oh, well, that's neither here nor there, though.
Uh-huh.
You know,
okay.
I mean, Mike Watt is what makes that band great.
Yeah. Is he what makes it punk?
Oh, of course. I mean, Mike Jackal doesn't associate with anyone that isn't punk.
Uh-huh. Now, what is like your favorite Minutemen song, if you don't mind me?
Oh, I love them all. The one that has the that punk bass in it.
The one with the punk bass?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it's fast and it's aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
I like that song.
So I apologize. You really do have your stuff down.
Hey, I told you. It sounds like you could take a tip from Mike and I and get punked up a little bit.
Now, are you going to be up here next week?
Me, no.
Okay.
No,
well,
I'm going to the Bahamas.
For vacation?
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice vacation. And I look forward to hearing from you, Barry. We're going to actually have Mike Jackal, formerly known as Michael Jackson, on the show with his band.
What's the band called, son?
Punk.
I want you to tell every one of those DJs at that station about Punk and to hype this thing, okay? Because it's going to be big, and it could really do something for your station.
Uh-huh. So you want me to get the hype machine out now.
You've got to do it.
Uh-huh.
Do it for Mike.
I'll do it for Mike.
Okay?
All right. Well, Barry, I look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, Todd.
Let's make this happen. Tom.
Okay. We will. I will be in touch with you, and... enjoy it. That's all I can say. I know you will, okay?
Great. Well, I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, keep it punk.
I will do that.
Okay.
Great. Thanks a lot. Wow, so he even played... He was actually playing the stuff, so he's pretty... He is into it, I guess. I guess. So next week, exciting stuff, everybody. Well, thank you for listening to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. If you like what you just heard, the full-length program is done each and every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen on your radio in the New York, New Jersey area at 91.1 FM or anywhere on the globe at WFMU.org. WFMU.org also has an extensive archiving of all the previous episodes of The Best Show. And you can get more information on the program over at friendsoftom.com. I want to thank a few people, if I could. Martin DeGrell, the producer and compiler of Best Show Gems. Thank you, Martin. Mel Matsuoka, who is the producer of the full-length 3-hour Best Show podcast each and every week, and the protector of the Best Show on WFMU archives. Thank you, Mel. John Worcester, obviously, thank you. Associate producer Mike, and everybody at WFMU, thank you so much. If you like what you just heard, check out the full-length show. You can download the podcast or listen live at WFMU.org.